What's up, everyone? We are back with another episode of Dropping Knowledge. I'm here today with Mike.
How's it going, guys?
We're podcasting.
This is my podcast voice.
So, kind of a goal for this year, Mike and I have talked about it in both of our videos. We're like, we should start a podcast. We have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. And I personally wanted to keep this podcast going, which I haven't done in a long time just because life gets in the way. Whatever. I don't want to make excuses, but it is a lot of work, especially when you bring all this gear and everything. So that being said, we're doing this episode of the Dropping Knowledge podcast to kind of prepare for us recording another podcast right after this.
Which is called...
We don't know. We have no idea. What ideas did you come up with so far?
I don't know. I thought it would be cool. I mean, I don't know about cool because it's overused, but I feel like half of our podcast will probably be filmed in the mountains while we're camping.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal. I did just like finish my whole new studio and stuff, so if you're on my side of town, we could record one there.
Yeah, and I'll have a studio as well, but I feel like anytime we go camp, especially when it's just us two, we're just sitting around the campfire talking, and we're like...
Talking about good stuff.
This would be a great podcast if we were just filming this conversation.
We've said that in so many videos. And like some talks that we had were like seriously really good. Like talking about shop, business,
all of sometimes that. Business, sometimes aliens, sometimes just, you know, state of the economy, whatever. You know, random stuff, but podcast worthy.
So we're going to talk about that at some point today. But I guess the first and foremost, this is... probably the most like relaxed looking podcast setup that you've seen in a while. I mean, I don't watch a ton of podcasts. I listen to a lot, but we're currently sitting in a truck that I'm demoing. This is a prototype vehicle from Storyteller Overland, and it is the new GXV Hilt. So we are sitting in essentially a house up in the mountains. I mean, the sun is kind of going down now, but if we put these bug screens down, you might be able to see out a little bit. It is super windy. It looks like it's actually snowing on the other side of the mountains right now. But yeah, we're out here doing this. If you guys have not seen this truck before, I've posted some photos over on my Instagram. It is essentially a Global X vehicle truck. It's built on a Ram
5500.
Yeah, I was going to say 550. 5500, I believe it's a 6.7 turbo diesel. This is only my, like, I've had it for 24 hours now that we're recording this, but we're already up here in the mountains and
it's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys my impressions on it in some future videos. I don't know when this podcast is coming out, so maybe I posted it already, but what do you think about it? Because you're kind of in the, I mean, you've been in like the mood to do an F550 or a 5500 for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have I bought a bus, if that's on my channel. An F550 bus, like an old beater, is like 15 grand, and I gutted it, and I'm gonna just build it into a custom RV, similar, not the same layout as this, but like it's gonna be on, I'm gonna super single convert it, it's gonna be on 41 inch Continentals, and then build out the interior. So I'm always kind of like looking at other builds to like get some ideas of like, oh, that was a nice way to do their cabinets or whatever.
Yeah,
but this is nice. It's like a luxury apartment.
Yeah, when I heard, I mean, it's kind of been in the rumors for a while, like when Storyteller acquired GXV. I don't even remember what year it was, like maybe 2 years ago at Overland Expo. I like kind of heard rumors of it, and then it finally came to fruition. And when I went to pick up my Storyteller van down in Alabama, I saw the shell of these, like couldn't film it, couldn't take photos. They allowed me to like step inside of it, but it was all just stick wood, like kind of getting a layout for everything. And then it like hit me. I was like, damn, adventure truck with Storyteller build quality and features and everything. I just kind of was stoked on it right from the jump. And so far, I mean, like I said, just got this truck less than 24 hours ago, and it's really nice. I mean, I dig it so far.
Yeah, I love them. They're massive, but I think they would make it to most places that like a Sprinter van would.
Yeah.
They have more ground clearance, bigger tires, so they actually would do better on some terrain than a Sprinter that's like, you know, a little more wide open, big, gnarly stuff. But obviously, the turning radius probably isn't as good.
Right.
It's a little taller, a little longer.
Yeah, I think in like an open environment, like say you're out in the desert, I feel like this in most cases would probably be more capable just because of the ground clearance and the huge, like almost probably 41-inch tires compared to a Sprinter van. Sprinter vans, though, when you hook them up, they can still be pretty capable. Like my van right now, the way it sits is pretty nuts. Like I was thinking about it on the way in. We can take our Tacomas pretty much anywhere. The van can go most places that Tacomas and trucks can go. I mean, to an extent, the truck is definitely a leap above that. And then I would say an adventure truck like the Hilt will go almost as many places as a van, but not quite. So you're like limiting your camp spots, essentially, the bigger the vehicle gets, but that's just the nature of things.
A little bit, yeah. You got a lot of advantages, though. You have a wider box, is 8 foot wide versus the Sprinter's like 6 or even a little less. And then you have way more power. These 5500 or F550 type builds, they're built to have 10,000 pounds of payload. They're built to tow 30,000 pounds. So they're just like beasts. So you put them on 41-inch tires, you build a big thing on them, and they don't even blink cruising, you know, up the freeway.
Yeah, that's what I realized getting into this. Like, I've never driven, I don't think I've driven a truck that big. I've definitely driven like 350s. I don't even know about 450 or up, but obviously they're built to kind of handle stuff like this, more of a towing and hauling application. But I mean, essentially you're hauling around this camper. So I get in it and I'm more favorable to Ford. I just like the way they look a little bit. So this is my first experience with a Ram truck, and
oh, thanks Ford for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah, shout out to Ford.
Just kidding.
Shout out to Storyteller for sponsoring this podcast too. But yeah, there's a lot of cool modes on it. Like it has an engine braking mode that's always enabled. I just leave that on. So coming down those hills, like coming down into this kind of canyon area, I rarely touch the brakes. So
yeah, but they have massive brakes, massive axles, massive drive shafts. Super torquey engines. They're just built to move. So that's the nice thing. And I, you know, you have more experience now than me driving one of these big things. I've kind of driven around parking lots and like at events and whatnot, but I have the F550 now, and that thing just goes. It's just like,
yeah, it was pretty easy to get comfortable with too. Like, I mean, after like an hour of driving it yesterday, like when I hopped in it today, I was pretty comfortable. Essentially, I'm like, yeah, this is like my van, just a little bit taller, definitely feels a lot wider, and the ride quality is really good. This has like a liquid spring suspension, and I'm going to talk about all this stuff in a video at some point, but it's rad. So thanks to Storyteller for real for the digs, because I don't know when they're going to take this back. They haven't really said, so.
It's a great place to film a podcast.
It's great. It's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it is wildly windy outside, though.
I know.
Like, wild winds.
I mean, this is obviously a big sail in the wind, and we're, like, rocking a tiny bit.
A little bit. It's pretty quiet, though.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. Okay, so, yeah, that's where we're podcasting. We're up in the mountains, and we're doing this as a test to start our own podcast. We talked about it for a while. I'm going to ask you questions. You can ask me questions too. But if we start this, which we're going to record one tonight, do you think we will able, like, are we able to be consistent? Because I think a podcast should come out at least once a week.
Yeah, that's certainly the hardest aspect of it.
Easily the hardest thing.
Especially if we're going to, I don't know. I got to think about how you, I think you listen to more podcasts than me. So how like co-hosts work. We're alike in a lot of ways, but, you know, different in a lot of ways as well. And having our schedules line up, I think, is going to be the hardest part. Like, you go on a 2-week trip and you come back right when I go on a trip or something. Then we're like,
yeah,
well, we got to have 4 podcasts in the bank ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, we can do our best. Like, we could probably sit down. I think a good length for a podcast is like an hour. You and I could sit down, we sit around a campfire and talk for like 3 hours easily. So we could kind of break it up, especially if we have topics in mind. We could hang out once every month. We're going to see each other more than that, most likely. But we could record like 3 episodes in a freaking night if we wanted to.
But I could also, I've gotten really lazy ever since like my house got done and I just went into lazy mode. But I should get out of lazy mode and be like every, you know, every Friday, you know, if we don't naturally do a podcast like during the week by like going out and camping, every Friday we should just be like, all right, I'm going to come to your place, so you're going to come to my place, and we're going to film a podcast or two.
Yeah, we could probably do that. Like I did a video, my first video of the year. I kind of laid out like what I had going on, what I want to do this year, and I said I only wanted to camp like once a week. I said like last year I camped 112 nights in different vehicles and that's stuff. Crazy. I want to do 52 nights. So that's one night a week, which a lot of those will come in like big groups. We go down to Expo. I'm going to camp like at least 5-7 nights doing a trip like that. So I want to spend time at home. I have a lot of like other big projects going on. Like because I'm here in Colorado right now, that's why I'm able to test out this Storyteller truck. And as long as I can stay home more than being on the road like I have been past couple of years, we can definitely kind of get together and do it more.
I think we can do it. We just have to, like, I think making the plan is the hard part. But once I have a plan and once I have an obligation, then I'm pretty good at sticking to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to even plan camping. Like, I think last week I was like, yo, I'm free Monday through Friday. You're like, ah, I can't do that. And then you hit me up. You're like, you want to camp tomorrow? Luckily, I'm around.
You're the one that's like, I got to get a tattoo on Friday. I can't Tuesday morning. That's true. I can't Thursday morning. I'm like, all right, Tuesday night.
Well, I told Ashley I was picking up the truck, and she's like, oh, I'm off work Monday through Wednesday, whatever. We should go camp. And I was like, nah, like, I just finished the studio. I still have more shit to do at home. I was like packing orders and doing all this stuff. And then you text me and I was like, yeah, let's go camp. And then yesterday we're driving around and I was like, oh yeah. Since I'm picking this truck up, I'm going to go camp with Mike. And Ashley was pissed.
Was she?
Yeah. Like rightfully so. She was like, you said you weren't going to camp. And I was like, yeah, but like I really should while I have the truck. I don't know how long I'm going to have this thing. So
yeah, my Ashley loves to camp with me. And before we had Cooper, she kind of liked me going camping because then she had some alone time to just relax and do whatever. And now that we have the Cooper's 1 year old, my son, now she's kind of like, I don't want you to leave me alone with this nightmare. So now it's almost like she wants me to camp less. But at the same time, she's cool. Like overnighters are pretty easy.
That's good. So say we get a schedule going. I think that's the first step. What, I mean, we got to talk about what the name of the podcast is going to be. This is a live brainstorm session right here, because
yeah, this should have been like a YouTube live stream. Actually,
we instead, almost have enough reception here where you probably could, but
one day
I could only imagine what the freaking recommendations would be.
Yeah, so there might be some good ones, a lot of fails.
Like I don't want like a cliche name, like Mountains Are Calling podcast.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of stupid, lame as well, but it's, I don't know, how's it work? Like, do you have to care about SEO with a podcast? I don't know how people organically find a pod. Obviously people will find our podcast from our YouTube channels or whatever, but like, should the podcast be titled in a way that reflects what we're doing, or what, because we're not like the football podcast or
right,
like the Overland podcast even, but I don't know what the common themes would be.
I mean, that's why I liked when I started this podcast, me and my buddy Jero, I think I brought him to your house one time in the Supra. He was out here visiting.
Okay. Yeah.
Friend from like childhood. We were in diapers together, but anyway, we were like sitting around drinking, and it was in an old YouTube video of mine. He's like, yeah, we're going to drop some knowledge. And we just like said a bunch of random facts, and we're just like talking about dumb shit. And then when it got to the point where I thought about starting a podcast, I was like, that could be a good name, because like, it doesn't mean anything really. It means you're just dropping knowledge. You're talking about whatever, or it doesn't even have to be like knowledgeable. It can just be dumb shit. All the old episodes that are on this channel or wherever you're listening to this is just like dick jokes with my friends and we're drinking. It's really dumb, like dumb humor, but not many people listen to it. I don't know how many people are going to listen to this, but it's just fun to do, like sit around and talk like a campfire.
Yeah, I think dropping knowledge is a good name, but yeah, I don't know. 'Cause we talk, like, I think between the two of us, we know quite a bit. Like, we have a lot of knowledge to drop, but we're not experts at I mean, experts at some of it, honestly, but not experts at most of it.
Not like self-proclaimed. I would never be like, oh, I'm an expert in this and that.
I'm not the Overland King or the van life god or like nothing like that.
But like, if you ask me questions about basically anything Sprinter related, I got you there. Like, I know a lot about Sprinter vans. I'm not an expert, but I've ripped apart my old van and my current van. Like, I know a lot about them.
Yeah.
Same thing with you, like Tacomas. I mean, when I first bought my Tacoma, I asked you probably 100 questions, and you might not be an expert, but you sure know a lot about it.
All right, we'll just call it the Dropping More Knowledge podcast.
Dropping knowledge plus extra.
Dropping extra knowledge. Dropping knowledge after dark.
Yeah, but for real, we do have to come up with a name at some point.
Can we film our first podcast before we have a name? We'll have to think. We'll have to think more.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to, like, cruise around on our phones in a little bit and just, like, see what else is out there, because you don't want to step on toes of other podcasts. And
we should name it Hashtag Blessed.
Hashtag Daddy's Money. That's probably a podcast already.
The Daddy's Money podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice having Daddy's Money, though.
Yeah, so
I imagine.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you would live a life like that, like, just having everything handed to you.
I would be okay with it, man.
If you guys don't know me well or Mike well, I don't know how you even found this podcast, but a lot of people look at like what we do and they're like, oh yeah, Daddy's Money. Like, you get it way more than I do. I think just because you've been doing like the vehicle based thing even longer than I have. So you get new vehicles. Like, I get new shoes. It's just like,
yeah,
crazy.
The last year has gotten like publicly a little out, just because like I built a house that looks pretty fancy and I have like, I don't even know, 8 or 9 vehicles, and one of them like is a GTR, so people just think. And then I think I look younger than I am. I'm 38, like,
yeah,
I'm basically a grandpa. but people like regularly, like, I'll get a comment like, what's this kid know, or where's this kid get his money? And I'm like, is 38 like a kid age now? So I think I get it because people think I'm younger than I am. And then, I don't know. I'm sure it looks richer. I look richer than I am.
Yeah.
In real life.
And I get it too. Just, I mean, same thing. Like, I'm 31 right now. But
just
I've been
a baby.
Been making YouTube videos for, I think I'm on my 7th or 8th year now. And it's like, it's a freaking grind, which we don't even need to get into that. But before that, I worked for a Fortune 200 company. I was a tech nerd, IT consultant. And like, I mean, I freaking worked a lot. I've worked a job since I was 15. So like, nothing that I have has ever really been handed to me. But people they're not going to believe that. They're going to be like, oh yeah, whatever.
I'm going to make a video about it, really. Because I think that must be nice, Daddy's Money, that kind of stuff. People come into your life and they get a glimpse. They get 2 minutes of a video or one photo on Instagram, and they judge you based on that.
Right.
It's like, dude, you don't know what I've been doing for the last decade, literal decade of my life.
Yeah.
Like, how many sacrifices I've had to make, how many vacations I didn't go on, how many times I had to say no to going to a party because I had to edit a video after my full-time job before making a dozen holsters that night. Like,
seriously,
you don't know what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Like, I feel like I should have more to show for how hard I've worked, but, you know, at least I have a little bit to show. But, yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I was even getting comments like that today, just like posting about this truck, like nothing too off the handle and like really mean or anything. But some people are like, really, you bought that thing, blah, blah, blah.
We got some comments on the little reel I posted.
Yeah, we're going to read. So Mike posted a reel on our way up here just saying that, hey, we're going to do a podcast. Give us some topics to talk about. So I'm sure there's some mean stuff in there and we will address it in the podcast name that we don't have yet. We're going to address it.
Yeah, I don't mind. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. My favorite response to must be nice is, it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Not bad.
Yeah, people are like, oh, yeah, must be nice. Like, you could just, like, Storyteller just loans you this truck because you make YouTube videos. I'm like, well, yeah, I've made at least one video a week. It works out to, like, 2 to 3 videos a week for 8 years straight. Like, they're not just putting this truck in the hands of some random guy. Like, I've worked and built connections and shot videos for them completely for free. Like, I'm showing my worth so that I get to experience stuff like this.
Yeah, the best is like kind of the underhanded, demeaning, well, I should make a YouTube channel. It's like, not that you couldn't, like, you might be able to, like, you might be able to talk on camera, you might be able to consistently upload a video every week for years on end, learn how to be your own accountant, your own editor, your own videographer, like, learn about color, learn about everything, not to mention learn about every topic you're going to talk about, connect with every business, every brand, learn about every install, learn, like, you, I heard someone talking about, it might have been in a podcast even, how, like, the content creator is the most jack-of-all-trades profession that there is currently. Like, especially when you're starting out, you have to master so many things because you're just a one-man operation that's doing everything. So when someone's like, oh, I should just start a YouTube channel, like, saying that to be like, oh, then, you know, I could easily do what you do. And not that what we do is, like, like it takes an insane amount of skill, or it's, you know, nobody else could do it. Obviously they could, but like for them to not understand the amount of work that actually went into it for years.
Yeah.
Every week, every day, sometimes
every day
for years to see me at this point I'm in, you know, a decade later after daily grind. That's a little unfair.
I mean, I agree through and through. Like people don't, like you said, they see a snapshot of what you're doing, they're like, oh yeah, I could do that, and they don't understand everything that goes into it. And I think everyone, I mean, if you don't have a job, I feel like most people could be capable of this. And like Mike said, you got to be a jack of all trades. I've kind of always been that way. Like growing up, I know you're the same way. You have a million different hobbies. And then like once you find this new hobby, you get hyper fixated on it and you want to learn everything you can about it. And that's kind of how like I started my YouTube channel. I was watching a ton of content. I was always a kid that carried around a camera. I would never make videos with it, but I would just like film stuff and then watch it back. Like I'm talking like when I was like a kid, like a camcorder type of thing. And then I was watching a bunch of YouTube and I was like, oh, maybe I should do this because like my life's interesting. I was an IT consultant. I'm traveling the country at the time, and that's how it started for me. But I wasn't good with a camera. I did know how to edit a little bit, and then as you start progressing, like if you really stick with it, you have to become a master at editing and videography, photography, just being in front of a camera, being able to talk in a way that is understandable for people without going
Handling the lighting, you're handling the filming, you're handling the audio, you're handling the script, you're handling the writing, you're handling the filming, you're handling the acting, I guess, you know, kind of,
not you're to mention everything. The emails, phone calls, business relationships, the
producer,
the travel,
the executive producer,
it's crazy,
the makeup artist. You do makeup, right?
Yeah. I do beard makeup.
And
we're not saying this to say like, oh, our jobs are so difficult. Like it, I mean, from an outsider's perspective, if you see what we do every day, it probably would look pretty difficult, but we've been so immersed in it for so long that to me, it's just like second nature. It's like, I've learned how to do all this stuff, to work the equipment and get the technique right. And to tell a story,
To me it's like, again, like not that hard, we're nothing special, nothing like that, like, but just when people like just say it like, oh, I should make YouTube videos, like it's the easiest thing in the world and literally anybody could just grab a camera and do it. I'm kind of like, I mean, not quite, but
I feel like I hear that more from like the older generations, like maybe people our parents' age, like if you're just talking to someone like at a gas station, like, oh, dude, nice truck. What do you do? I make YouTube videos. Oh, yeah, I had this idea. I think I could do that. I'm like, yeah, man, go ahead. It's free. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's kind of like compare it to, I don't know, you invent a product and then you get trademarks and you get copyrights and you get, you know, you go through however many rounds of prototyping and manufacturing and you like go through the whole process and then finally you have a product that, you know, another company buys. And then for someone to come up to you and be like, Well, I had an idea to make something. I should have just done it.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you should have, dude.
Dude, for prime example for that, one of my favorite products, not a sponsor, the most obscure random thing ever. I think they were on Shark Tank a few times. Have you ever used a Scrub Daddy?
No.
Dude, they're the best sponges ever.
Oh.
And it's a fucking sponge. like
magic eraser style kind of thing?
No, or? It's just like you could use it for anything. But when it, like the material it's made out of, when it's warm, it gets like really soft like a sponge. But if you need to scrub a cast iron, like we cooked steaks the other night, if you soak it in cold water, it gets like really hard and rigid. So you can like scrub shit off. Mm-hmm. And you look at that, it's like, oh, dude, it's just a sponge. Like, oh, I could make a sponge. And it's like, yeah, but look at that dude's story, which is probably crazy. Like going through Shark Tank for investors and business connections and finding places to source all that stuff, like from the jump. Like, I mean, being in like an entrepreneurship kind of role, I have nothing but respect for stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. But I do think, like you said, the younger generation probably knows a little more, because we're kind of we're creating content and YouTube videos about adventure or life stuff or fun, you know, whatever. But there is like a whole genre of content creators that are creating content about creating content.
Yeah.
Like it's a big, that's big business.
Yeah.
Content creators creating content for people that want to be content creators. So for people like the younger generation that like actually thinks they want to get into YouTube, there's a lot of information out there for them to soak up on, like how to get into it and to understand like, oh, actually it is a lot of work.
Was there anyone early on in like when you started making videos, is there any channel that you watched that like you think helped you out a bunch?
Unfortunately, no. Like I wish I had some good story, and not to say like I wish I had, yeah, like someone I was looking up to or someone I tried to mimic or copy or like a mentor figure or something.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I started YouTube literally like I had an Instagram account, and it was a lot of shooting stuff, and people were asking me for advice about concealed carry and holsters and how to do that drill. And that was way back when Instagram was limited to like 7-second videos, like way back.
Yeah, it was almost like Vine at the time.
Yeah, and I was like, there was a moment where I was like, okay, I should just sit down and explain some stuff. And I was like, where do I put video? Oh, I guess Vimeo. Like, that's where just like a random person puts some videos. And I was like, oh, YouTube too. I guess YouTube. But no desire, no foresight of like, I'm going to try to make a thing of this.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm going to put some information out there that anybody can listen to, but it's got to be longer than 7 seconds.
It's interesting because like we never really talked about this exact thing, but I kind of did the opposite of that. Like I was watching a lot of YouTube, and I, like I said, was interested in cameras. I kind of knew how to edit, so I bought a camera, bought a computer, and then I was like, I'm gonna try to do my own thing. And I was watching a lot of just like regular vloggers at the time,
mm-hmm.
the Casey Neistats and Peter McKinnons and like people like that. And I just made a vlog channel, like me and my friends going out partying and drinking, and like I move into Boston and whatever, just day in the life stuff. It's funny that you started with like the information side of things, because I was just making videos to share with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like, look, remember when we went out and did this? And it's like fun. And that's how I started my audience, if you call it that.
I feel like that's kind of a better way to start almost. Like, this is just my life and my lifestyle. Because I had to at some point transition to, like, I think, like, when I made my YouTube channel, and you probably actually remember this because we were, like, became friends at that stage. It was like, pick a username. And I was like, a username? I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm not. And I was like,
concealed
what am I
carry
doing?
Tips.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm just trying to give people some concealed carry tips. So I'll just name it concealed carry tips because that's what it is. But then it's like, once I got bored of giving people tips, like there's only so many tips. I don't want to make a whole channel about giving people concealed carry tips. I was like, well, I don't know. I guess I should make other videos about other stuff. And then, kind of changed my channel name. And now it's not even as relevant as it was anymore to Last Line of Defense, because I was like, I don't know, man. I'm not doing concealed carry tips every video, but what am I doing?
I mean, I think the channel name at this point is, it's stuck. Like, it, yeah, you've done what you've done. And
I've
like,
gone through so many times of like, man, I should just change my channel name to my name.
Oh, we've talked about it like a few years ago, but you still do like prepping videos.
I do, yeah.
And vehicle-based stuff is still, I mean, you just made a video about this, I think, about like how it really is being prepared, like having an overland vehicle. So
yeah. And I think that's kind of the core. Like, it's still all around, not like doomsday, doom and gloom preparedness, but just kind of like general everyday, I want to be able to handle anything that life might throw at me. So
yeah,
it's still related. But yeah, I just kind of fell into it, honestly.
Yeah. So it's funny because like one of my very, very early videos, might be like the third video I ever made, it was just like an about me video. I was so uncomfortable in front of the camera.
Oh, same.
I'm in a hotel room. I had just moved to Boston and I was like, yeah, I like cars. Like at the time I had an STI. So I was like, yeah, this is my car. I like doing autocross, whatever.
I like rocks.
And I said in that video, I was like, I'm really interested in firearms, but I don't think I'll talk about that much on my channel. And then like, that was it. Like, that's all I mentioned about guns. And then once things started progressing, I like made a few videos on like the guns that I was building at the time, and the one blew up, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, guns, show me guns.
If you want to make a YouTube channel that you will easily grow, just make it about guns. Because people that want to see gun stuff just want all, everything, guns, non-stop.
EDC too, anything. Yeah. Which, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on it. I loved all of the videos that I made. I mean, it was super fun.
I love guns. We're both, like, hardcore Second Amendment supporters.
Yes.
Love guns, carry a gun. Everyone should own many guns. Like, don't get the wrong impression. But you get so bored of doing a bunch of gun videos. Like, yeah, they're all the same.
Especially with, like, how immersed I became in it. Like, I was going to SHOT Show every year. I mean, you were there, too. We were all there together. But it got to a point where I was so, like, and I don't want to sound like a dick in this sense, but I was like, I was really connected with all of the companies that I respected and I liked their products. I'm really into firearms, of course, the Second Amendment and everything, but what drew me into them was the engineering behind it. Like, I like knowing how things work, how things are made. So a lot of like really cool designs and whatever. So I mean, my safes were so full. And I had like everything I ever wanted. And then people are like, oh, review this new pistol that came out. And you look at it, and I'm not going to throw names or like companies under the bus, but it's just like every other gun. Like, there's no innovation. Nothing's cool that speaks to me personally.
Yeah, dude. Gunpowder launches a projectile down a spiraled barrel. It's been going on for well over 100 years.
Yeah.
There's not much. And don't get me wrong, I know we've like made some recent advancements in blowback pressure on suppressors and mitigating recoil and, you know, maybe some reliability improvements, but like a P365X macro is not that much different than a 1911 at its core.
Yeah.
I mean, AK-47 been around forever. AR-15 forever. Like, they're,
yeah,
I don't know, there's not like, I'm waiting for like night vision being integrated into contact lenses, like that kind of stuff.
You'll be waiting a little while for that, I think, but yeah, no, I mean we're on the same page there. Like, I would still love to make, I'm gonna just address this now because people ask me all the time, what happened to Sunday Gun Day? My main channel was basically removed from the partner program two different times, and I had to move all the firearm content. So I moved it to a channel of its own, and it got to a point where the videos cost a ton of money to make. Like, we never made very similar gun style videos. Like, I was reviewing them, you were doing more tips and like training concealed carry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was going out shooting a different gun every week, like, the companies aren't, sometimes I'm buying the guns, first of all. Sometimes they were sent in for review. And then outside of that, I'm buying ammo and I'm shooting like at least 500 rounds of video. So if you're talking like at minimum 2,500 rounds a month, like, that's not sustainable. All the videos are demonetized. I can't make that money back. So I'm just dumping money into this for something that I like am not super passionate about because I've reviewed everything that I'm interested in. There's some new stuff that comes out, and I'm like, oh, that looks kind of interesting. I kind of want to try that out, but
I still think I will make a gun channel, but, like, not post with any regularity.
Yeah. But, like, oh, man, people hate that. Like, yeah. I could totally, like, if there was something that really caught my interest right now, I'm trying to think if there's anything that, like, I saw come out of SHOT Show that was super interesting. But if there was something that really piqued my interest that I wanted to get my hands on, I could totally make a video. And, like, I would just eat that cost. I would buy the gun. I would buy ammo for it. I would hook it up, whatever. But that's going to be one video every, like, 3 months, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much. There's not much new. I mean, yeah, triggers maybe got a little crisp, more crisp. Yeah. I think, like, one of the most interesting things is that powered optic zoom. Like, yeah, you get like the little switch on it, I think, that, like, zoop, 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 yeah. Zoop. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, you know, it makes it a little more like a video game or whatever, but
it's not enough for me to justify, like,
yeah,
buying it and putting it on new build or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're cool. It's just, like you said, it's a lot of work to make a video that you've made dozens of times before. It's just the gun's shaped a little different.
The problem with reviewing the guns too, like I was doing, like it was fun. I enjoyed it. I shot a lot of cool stuff. Like it presented a lot of cool opportunities for me, but it gets to a point where this new stuff comes out that's just like regurgitating everything that's been out for a long time. Like nothing special about this specific product, firearm, whatever. And people request to see it from you because they respect your opinion. But also a lot of times people are coming to YouTube not to get informed before they make a purchase, but they want to see their favorite creator talk about it to justify their own purchase.
Yeah, justify it.
And I ran into that a bunch. Like I would go out and buy the latest thing that came out and I would review it and I would be like, you know, my opinion, it's not really for me. I don't like how this worked. My specific one like jammed or it's not what I was expecting. And I'm just giving my honest opinion and then people slam you. They're like, oh, that's bullshit. I have this.
So much toxicity, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Like if I go, like I'll occasionally open up the Sunday Gunday channel, like the YouTube studio, and I just scroll through the comments, dude, and it's so toxic. Like
it's bad. Yeah, and especially like gun stuff in general, because you got your, you know, Glock fanboys that hate the sit or whatever. But for me, a lot of stuff I was doing was like I loved training. Like I loved taking training courses. Like I would do force on force, I'd do simunition, I would do like go down to Travis Haley and do the D7 virtuoso. Like I wanted to be as trained and skilled as possible, and I was pretty good. But if I would try to relay that information that I learned from professionals, you know, taking all these training courses and like graduating top of the class or whatever, if I even so much as talked about like how I think you should grip a handgun, it was, you've never served, you know nothing, like what are your pussy ass civilian? I'm just like, all right, screw this, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've done countless amounts of training. Same thing, like UTM rounds, force on force. I've done a lot, like shoot houses. I've done crazy stuff, and I never really talked about it in video. Like occasionally, I would throw in a tip here or there, like if it related to the thing that I'm talking about. But I would only ever do that for like family and friends. If they're like, "Hey, I know you shoot a lot. Like, could we go out to the range sometime?" Dude, I'll stand there and tell you everything I know. I'll tell you, like we talked about earlier in the podcast, I'm no expert, but I do have a lot of experience with all of these trainers across the country, different events and stuff, so take it for what it is.
But it's toxic, though, man. It's toxic.
It's so toxic.
I don't have videos like where I'm talking about like a concealed carry holster for a civilian to use in an office environment. And they're like, who are you to tell me? I'm like, bro, I am a civilian who literally owns a holster company and designs and develops holsters, and I work in an office.
Right.
And that is exactly what this video is about. And you're still saying, I was never a law enforcement officer. I don't know anything. Yeah. I'm just like, and I get like friends with tons of military LEO guys, massive respect to them. But some people from that culture just, if you didn't serve, literally, you have nothing to tell me that I will even bother listening to.
I've even seen dudes like that toxic against their own kind.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, there's always the joke between, like, Green Berets and Navy SEALs and stuff like that. Like, all top level, like, high-speed guys. But there's people who like just whatever, infantry officer, whatever. And then he's like, he's high and mighty again, like not discrediting at all. Like, thanks for serving, all of that. I respect all of them. But he might meet someone who's like a lower rank and he's like, oh yeah, you didn't fucking do shit when you served. And it's like, dude.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't
know. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, we're talking a lot about toxicity of, a lot of social media.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. Like, I've loved the journey. I know this podcast is just like, maybe our podcast should be called The Tangent, because that's,
I wonder if that's taken or not.
Off on.
Yeah.
But I've loved, like, I think being a YouTube creator is one of the best jobs as well. Like, it's a very good job if you can do it.
I don't want to cut you off, but I just thought of a good name. What about the offshoot?
The offshoot?
Yeah, like an offshoot trail.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, offshoot, like, sidebar. I get
it. Yeah, it's kind of, like, tangential, but also kind of mountainy.
Yeah, I mean, I like that.
Mm, okay,
we'll think about it. We'll have to do some research.
We may go down that route a little bit.
But yeah, being a creator, I mean, so great. We could literally have the same, like, we could talk about what we've been talking about for hours and hours. We could do it every week, but
not everyone cares about this kind of stuff. But.
True. I mean, we definitely are going to take people's recommendations on topics and stuff like that. On the Dropping Knowledge podcast, I'm just going to hopefully be able to keep doing what I've done in the past, just kind of like, whatever, hang out, long form discussion, like a YouTube video, but. Your YouTube videos are almost like podcasts. They're pretty long. I have some
where I just sit and talk. Yeah.
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 Which is cool. I mean, everyone has their own place for that. I don't do that much, so that's why I really enjoy doing podcasts, because people who like that kind of content, they can sit here and you really get to know someone a lot more in like this format.
Oh, for sure. I get like people that are subscribers of my channel like it. Like if I put out like a 15-minute video, they'll be like, man, what's with the short video? Like, yeah. On my channel,
we get some crossover. Obviously we have a lot of crossover audience, and I think some of your audience who are like, were probably fans of you before they started watching my content, I get a comment every once in a while, they're like, oh, I wish this video was like 30 minutes longer. And I'm like, shit dude, it was like 15-20 minutes already. I try to like keep it short and consumable, but sometimes like I'm posting a super video Thursday, like a 1-year review. I don't know if I sent it to you, but it's pretty long for me. I think it's like 35 minutes long.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like in depth. And it's going to be the same thing with this storyteller truck. Like you can't breeze over this in 10-15 minutes.
It's hard. And then I have a lot of times where, again, I think it's how my channel started, where it was like, I just wanted to give information. Why do I carry this backpack? Why do I like the pockets on the side? Like if I'm going to do, like, I don't do them that often anymore, like a backpack review. I don't want to be like, yep, has this pocket on the side. I want to be like, so a lot of times, you know, if I'm in a subway and the side pocket's a little bit wider and I'm squeezing through, then I don't like it to stick out that far. So I like, you know, this is a random example, but like, that's how my videos are. There's always like some let me follow my journey of how I decided that this is the best multi-tool for me.
I think that's what leads to being a good creator, and it leads to like honest and thorough reviews. Like, I mean, I do the same thing. Like I just reviewed a pocket knife and I could be like, oh yeah, it has this spec, that, whatever. But I'm like, I like this texture because X, Y, and Z. I don't just want to be like, oh yeah, it has really nice texture on it. Yeah. Like I gotta elaborate on why I'm coming to my own opinion, my own conclusion on like why I like something.
But that's not standard for YouTube. Like a lot of people, like I'll get people that come to my channel that I know are used to watching like a gear review channel, and they just get straight to it and they're basically reading the specs off the box. That's the video they want to see. I don't understand why. Like, it's way faster to just read the specs on the website. If that's the video you're looking for, let me save you 5 minutes, read them in 2 seconds.
Right.
But that's what they want. So, like, I did a video recently on, like, my one camping bin. Like, I like it all in one bin.
Yeah, the Pelican case.
Yeah, and it's like, I spent 5 minutes talking about, like, theory crafting. Like, this makes it easier. You don't have to like shuffle around the garage and find your stove and this, and you know, the fewer barriers you make to go camping, like the more likely you are to go camping. Like if it takes you 40 minutes and it's a Friday after work and you're already tired, probably you're not going to do it. But if you can just grab this bit anyway, like talk for 5 minutes on that. And then like, all right, let's show you what's in the case. And and like, I got so many comments that were like,
just get,
I've been watching for 5 minutes and you haven't even shown the case. I'm like, bro, like I put chapters in too. Like,
yeah,
just click it. Like I put one that says getting into the box, 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Just go there, dude.
Yeah.
Just go there.
Dude, I got a comment like that on the first video I posted this year. I went out to the place that you and I always camp in the wintertime, and the whole video was me talking. It was probably like a 20-some minute video, and the first maybe 3 minutes of the video was legit just setting the scene. I'm like, cool, it's like kind of snowy. I'm driving out in the van, Ashley and Camber with me, just B-roll. And then like 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the video, I like spin the camera around. I'm like, what's up, guys? Back with another episode. And one of the comments was like, it took you 2 minutes and 37 seconds to say welcome back to another video. What a waste of time. I can't get that time back. I'm like, bro, fucking fast forward, dog. Like,
yeah, you can tell like the audience that is like the podcast listening to audience versus the TikTok audience.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's another thing. So like we kind of have the same style as like we like to be very thorough and like we can talk a lot about different topics. And then now Instagram is favoring Reels and there's TikTok, and it's like we have not created like short form content like that
so much.
It's just, it's not natural to me. Like I think for me it just feels lazy. Like
it just feels like the beginning of Idiocracy. Like, it is just the dumbing down of civilization. It is forcing people to have short attention spans.
All the ads popping up. Like,
literally, there's the name for it, doom scrolling.
Yeah.
You're literally wasting your life scrolling. I'm like, if I'm going to make a 15-minute video, I want it to have some impact. Like, yeah, we are here. We're entertainers. Like, I think some cinematic drone footage to some nice music isn't a waste of someone's time. But, like, just putting some trending audio on some stupid thing, I hate it.
I know. I hate when it's like something so stupid too and it just blows up. Like even when I post it, that dumb moose video that I made like 2 years ago when we were camping, I'm like, oh, fucking come here, moose. And it got like, whatever, 10 million views. And I was like, literally took me 6 seconds to film this. It was the dumbest video I've ever posted. Granted, it was kind of funny.
Yeah. But at least it was original, though. The thing that I see, like, I think my feed is, like, some creators and, you know, tips for creating and everything, even though I don't really care. And I'll see legitimate videos that are like, use this 5-second clip. I'm testing to see if it reaches the audience.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's got, like, a million views just because it's, like, and that reel could, there is nothing that could have been a bigger waste of my time than that. Like staring at a wall would have been more productive.
Dude, I hate scrolling through Instagram too and just like seeing truck like off-roading after off-roading, and then it's like the same 5 audios over and over again.
Yeah.
And it comes and goes in waves. It's just like,
yeah, 240 pan shot, little zoom, some stupid song.
I think what actually, I did this for my next video that I'm posting. I might do this going forward. But since the algorithm, appreciates that stuff, and this, like, takes a lot more work, not that much work, but I cut out, like, some excerpts from the video, like, the full video, and I'm just going to post them as reels.
Mm.
Because I'm, like, putting the content on different platforms. I might post it on Instagram. I'll probably post it on TikTok, even though I don't really care about TikTok. And hopefully that works. Hopefully that like lets people see like, oh, he's actually talking more in depth about this. Let me click on the fucking video. Like,
might work.
I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks that it's our job. Like, if like I really like YouTube. Like, I love YouTube. I think YouTube is a fantastic tool.
Same.
It's very good. I basically learned how to build a house on YouTube.
Yeah, no kidding.
I do not love Instagram. Absolutely abhor TikTok. I wouldn't even, like, I don't even have, I mean, I have a TikTok, I think. I've put one video on it, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think I probably, like, I'm proud of those people that in normal life, if creating content wasn't kind of my job now, I don't think I would have an Instagram. I'd just be like, this is a waste of time. Or if I did have an Instagram, there is no way in hell that I would ever use a trending audio to ever make anything.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't our job, like, I probably wouldn't either. Because, like, at that point, I don't really care about growth. Like, you have to care about it a little bit right now doing what we do, but, like, at the end of the day, a number is just a number. So, like, if I had social media like I had back in 2010, I don't care. I don't care about any of that.
No.
It's just...
No, social media sucks.
Times suck and whatever.
Podcasts and YouTube are good.
Yeah. It's where you get the good information.
I think so. I've learned a lot on podcasts and YouTube.
Oh, me? Well...
I don't think I've learned anything on it. Like, I don't know that there is one thing that I've ever learned on... Actually, it's kind of weird. It's kind of... This is embarrassing. This is not, this is not okay. Something I should share, but my Instagram feed... I think this is kind of common with couples. It consists a lot of, like, my wife and I sending reels to each other.
Yeah.
Same. Most of them are, like, comedy. Most of them are whatever. But, like, my wife got into, like, she's the primary cook in the house. I don't cook much occasionally, but she's always, like, thinking of ideas and this and that. So, like, now my Instagram feed is, like, recipes.
Yeah.
Like... and like parenting hacks
and dude,
like...
those recipes always look so fucking good, and then you make them and yeah. It's like, eh, damn,
some of them are good.
So mine's the same, but it's dogs, because Ashley loves dogs. Yeah. So like, she would send me a bunch of photos and reels and whatever of dogs, and then my page is a bunch of dogs, and I'll like send them back to her. So Instagram or TikTok is like, oh, you like dogs too, so we're just gonna keep giving you dog stuff.
Yeah. People love dogs on the gram.
Yeah,
I don't care too much for them. Like, I love my own dogs. I love seeing dogs. Like, getting the Overland Expo, I'll pet all the dogs.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I don't really care about looking them on Instagram.
Or they'll pee on your foot, too.
I like the dog fails, where it's like, what's a dog doing?
Yeah, yeah. What the dog doing? Or when they're just, like, making a stupid face and they, like, green screen them over top of, like, situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you when you... get home from work and then have to wake up in 4 hours and it's a dog, like,
yeah. I mean, there's some funny stuff, no doubt there's some funny stuff on Instagram, but it's still a waste of my time. But yeah. I guess the same could be said about watching, like, a comedian.
Yeah, that,
maybe it's kind of a waste of time, but if, you know, makes you laugh.
That's what I was gonna say, like, when I'm driving, like, doing long haul stuff, that's when I'll mainly listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I listen to a lot of comedians. Like, almost all of the podcasts I listen to are comedians.
Mm.
Occasionally I'll listen to some, like I'm not even a huge, like, I don't listen to Joe Rogan every single week or whatever, but if he has someone on that I am, like, interested by, a scientist like Neil deGrasse Tyson or whoever, then I'll, I'm like, oh, sick. I'll situationally
listen to Joe Rogan. Yeah, depending on the guest.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's why he makes a new episode, like, every fucking day.
Yeah.
It's like he, that's his whole thing, so.
Yeah, but that's wild.
So I guess we're warmed up for the offshoot podcast, whatever offshoot? We're going to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this turned out.
I like the direction of that name, like the trajectory.
Kind of like double meaning. It could be like whatever.
Yeah.
Tangent.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I guess we will probably record a pod. We're going to record a podcast, and we'll put it out probably in video form on a channel of its own. And then we're going to have to work together to set up an RSS feed, get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I don't know if anyone even listens over there. And I think SoundCloud. That's how I've done this podcast for a while. Hopefully it still works. I mean, I haven't done a podcast in like over a year now.
Oh, a year.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I did one. It was when I had my office in like south of Denver. Did you?
I've been there.
We might have done one there. You, me, and Danny.
We did Between Two Vans.
Yeah, we did do that. So we were out camping. So like, that was towards the end of when I was just like, dude, I'm too busy. But hopefully we'll have time and
make the time.
We'll make the time. I guess that's it. next episode maybe will be the next week after this, whenever this goes live. I don't know. I got a bunch of friends that I would love to have on just because they live interesting lives. All my friends are like business owners for the most part in some way, shape, or form. So it's cool to talk business, talk shop, and kind of pick their brains on social media and how things operate and just other random stuff too. Trucks and gear and
what a time to be alive.
Whatever. All right. Anything you want to plug? People know who you are.
I'm Last Line of Defense. You can Google Last Line of Defense and I'll probably pop up.
Last Line of Defense, LLOD.us on Instagram, Last Line of Defense, and YouTube, all those places.
Yeah.
And subscribe to this podcast, I guess. Leave us a rating if it's a good one. If it's not a good rating, then please don't leave it.
Don't leave it. If it's not a good rating, just leave a good rating.
Thumbs up. Anyway. We have a Instagram for the podcast.
Five stars. The comment can be, this podcast sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Five stars. That's fine. Five stars. This podcast sucks, dude.
They didn't drop any knowledge.
Hopefully you guys got some knowledge out of this. Yeah, I think that's all for this one, and we're about to...
How long was it?
Start a new journey. I think we're at like an hour.
An hour.
Yeah,
nice.
56 minutes with it's a little bit of...
It's been fun, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one.